The Dodgers going for their eighth consecutive win, taking on the Rockies, and Lonzo Ball, the second overall pick in the NBA draft Thursday night by the Lakers, throwing out the first pitch. Second inning, game tied at one. Corey Seager at the dish, facing Kyle Freeland.
Corey Seager with an opportunity to put the Dodgers back in front. Front door breaking pitch, pounded to right for a base hit. They give Barnes the wave. Tapia's throw gets by the catcher. Seager's into second. He's given the Dodgers a 2-1 lead. Shoots one to right center field. Tapia won't get there. Seager's headed home. Looks all right doing it. Justin Turner with a two-out RBI single. Boy, the look on his face says as much as any of the way he's running.
Two and two to Bellinger. Turner leads from first. Line drive, base hit into left center field. That's heading toward the wall. Turner is heading for third. Turner is heading home, and he will score. Bellinger, an RBI double to left center. Third run of the second, and the Dodgers lead 4-1.
Drilled to left center field. That ball is deep. Yasiel Puig starts the latest home run party. Number 14. Got him swinging. Went to the fastball this time. Little tapper. Right on the back, Bellinger's got it.
The Dodgers continue to roll as they win their eighth straight, taking it 6-1. It's the seventh straight game with six or more runs that ties a team record. Alex Wood improves to 8-0 as he allows just one run in six innings. Not all good news, though, for LA. Corey Seager had to leave the game with a hamstring cramp. And pitcher Julio Urias will have left shoulder surgery next week. He's out for the year. Justin Turner with a nice game, finishing with three hits. He talked on the field after the game.
Well, tonight, having Alex Wood on the mound, throwing the ball away, he's been throwing for us, was a good start. And then, grinding away in at bats, finding ways to score some two-out runs there early in the game and create a lead. And the bullpen comes down and nails it down for us.
You mentioned the quality of at bats and grinding away at the at bats. Freeland, when he had pitched against you guys the first two times, was successful. 1-0 with a 1.80 ERA. What allowed you to be successful against him today, early and often, the third time you saw him?
I think just as an offense, as a collective group, we feel a lot better in the box right now than the last couple of times we faced them. So there's a lot of confidence going around in the clubhouse right now. Everyone is excited to grab a bat and get up to the plate and do something special. And if you look what's happened over the last couple of weeks, it's a different guy every night. So it's pretty fun to play with.
When you're on first and Cody Bellinger has that RBI double in the third inning, what are you looking for on that play in particular to execute it to be able to score from first?
Just get a good secondary and then go as hard as I can and pick up Woody early, see if he's going to send me or not, and hopefully beat a relay throw. So,
speaking of Woody, let's talk about Alex Wood for a moment. Didn't give up a hit after the second inning. 98 pitches, incredibly efficient. He is still unbeaten on the year.
Yeah, he's done a great job all night, or all year actually. He just keeps the ball down. He's locating everything. It's fun to play defense behind him. You're looking in at the pitches and you know what's coming. You have an idea where they're going to hit the ball. And when he's doing that and they're locating, and makes it really fun to play behind him.
Appreciate your time as always, JT. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Dodgers continue to roll. Manager Dave Roberts spoke after.
I think we're hoping for a cramp. Regardless of if it's a mild strain or cramp, we're going to do some tests tomorrow. So I think that just to get him out of the game tonight was the prudent decision. So the strength was there. With more tomorrow, some tests, but I don't see him in the lineup tomorrow, but I still think that we got ahead of it.
Is there a chance that it is a strength? There is a chance.
Like I said, we'll know more tomorrow, but we're hoping for more on the cramp, but I think probably be down tomorrow.
Alex Wood didn't give up a hit after the second inning. He's still unbeaten on the year. What has made him so impressive, and then your thought about having him come out in Miami?
He's just been really aggressive. He just fills up the strike zone, three pitch mix, and these guys just weren't really getting good swings. And also, Alex typically pitches to the bottom of the strike zone, but was getting some swings and misses at the top of the strike zone. So when he can change eye levels, change speeds, in and out, he's tough. And he's just got such feel and command when he's on the mound.
Bats for himself, but then doesn't pitch that next inning. He would have faced the bottom of the order. What went behind your decision?
It's just understanding that we already lost a player tonight, Corey. There's a four-man bench. And I wanted to get Jock in there for defense after Goody's at bat. So now you have two players in a four-run ball game. And so I'm not going to hit for him right there. And I think that, you know, where he's at, 100 pitches, you look at the workload that he's had right now. And I think that, you know, as we've seen the guys that we've had, you know, it seems like we talk about this with all of our starters who've had a recent history of injury, that we've got to be mindful of the short view to kind of be cognizant and aware of the long view. So if we can shed an inning here or there, it makes sense.
The way Alex was able to get out of the first, he had some close pitches there. Could have been a little frustrated if he got out of it. I mean, that was...
No, yeah. I mean, but he, you know what? He just does a good job of kind of keeping his head and keeping his composure. And I think that every pitcher, when you're throwing 100, close to 100 pitches a night, there's things that don't go your way or hits that shouldn't be hits or calls or check swings. But Alex does a very good job of staying within himself and getting to that next pitch.
Coach, are you superstitious at all? Anything you say to your players or no. Say to your players?
No,
you
no,
as well?
No. Things are great. They're playing great. Yasiel running down the line, I think that he's fine. Might not feel great, but I expect him to be in there tomorrow.
Was it just like a hamstring?
I think it was just a leg. I don't know if it was a hamstring leg. The trainer said that he's fine. So he's resilient. He'll be back in there.
If your offense was ready to swing tonight, a lot of attack on first pitch. I mean, how much of a focus has that been for you guys?
I think more so of the mindset of being ready to hit when you get in the batter's box. So we're earning a lot of walks. But it's not because we're passive. We're aggressive from the start. And, you know, Freeland attacks, throws strikes. So, yeah, we were ready. But I think that, you know, on a night-in, night-out basis, we're trying to be aggressive and scare guys out of the strike zone.
Speaking of walks, Austin Barnes has earned a lot of them. What is he doing so well in that regard?
Austin, you know, his DNA has always been to swing at strikes, take balls, get on base throughout the minor leagues. And, you know, now that he's kind of supplanted himself as a big league ball player, he's getting more timely or more at-bats continuously on a regular basis. So he's a lot more comfortable. And his at-bat quality from day one has been very good.
Dave, how much has swagger or confidence been a factor in this run of success? Guys at the plate look more comfortable. Sergio at the end of the game looking more comfortable.
I think that continues to grow. But... you know, last year, we still got a lot of the same guys from last year and what we're trying to do. And there's a lot of confidence. And people call it swagger, confidence. But, yeah, when you're playing the way we have, certainly breeds that. But even coming into this series, we approach it like any other game and didn't try to do more and just try to continue to play the way we've been playing.
Up next, the series against the Rockies continues on Saturday with Clayton Kershaw on the hill.